This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر. Walillahil hamd. My dear brothers and sisters, today is a very special day. It is the day of Eid. We are celebrating this day for a reason, and that is because of completing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to complete. ولتكملوا العدة وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you complete the period of either 29 or 30 days of Ramadan, and so that you glorify Allah, you venerate Allah, you proclaim that Allah is the greatest. For what reason? For the fact that He subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And so that you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so on this day, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided us. For having guided us to complete the month of Ramadan. Us having completed this month in fasting, in praying, in doing good deeds was not as a result of our own doing or our own efforts, but rather it was because Allah Himself guided us to be able to complete it, which is why the people on the day they enter Jannah, they will remind themselves of this fact. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. They will say, all praise belongs to Allah for having guided us to this, to Jannah. For if it was not the guidance of Allah, we would never have been guided to this. فَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي بِنِعْمَتِهِ تَتِمُّ الصَّالِحَاتِ. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. My dear brothers and sisters, this deen of ours, Al-Islam, is one of the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. The deen of Islam, having been blessed to be a part of this deen is the greatest blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And that's because our deen is unlike any other deen. It is unique in every way. And it is the greatest blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. In the last verses that Allah revealed, He said, on this day, I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you. And I have become pleased with Islam as your deen, as your way of life. And so as long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased and satisfied with Islam as being our deen for us, then why should we not be pleased and satisfied? And so let us value this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take pride in it in a time when a lot of people are looking down upon Islam and the Muslims, to the point where many Muslims are feeling a sense of being defeated and have adopted a defeatist mentality, where they no longer hold any value for this deen of theirs, slowly losing their Islamic identity. It is in times like this that we should remind ourselves that the greatest blessing of Allah upon us is nothing other than this deen that He subhanahu wa ta'ala has been satisfied for us. And there is no glory, there is no power, no might in anything in this world except through Islam. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. All izzah, all might, all pride, all glory belongs to Allah, to His Messenger, and to the believers. But the hypocrites, they don't understand. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. My dear brothers and sisters, part of the uniqueness of Islam, the fact that Islam is unique and different than all other religions, than all other ways of life, than all other ideologies, is among the examples of that is that our days of celebration are also unique and different in every way. And so our days of celebration are joyous occasions, but they are occasions reminding us of the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is why we declare Allahu Akbar. We praise Allah as being the greatest, far greater than anyone else, far greater than anything else in the heavens and the earth, declaring the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Compared to all other celebrations and holidays of people out there in the dunya, where their days of celebration and their holidays involve the shirk, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disbelief in Allah, innovations, all kinds of haram acts, all kinds of lustful desires, illicit relations, alcohol, nudity, zina, and all other kinds of haram enjoyments. Islam is different. than all of that. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina after his hijrah, he found that the people of Medina were celebrating 2 days of the year. They would enjoy themselves on these days. They would play games. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, لِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ عِيدًا وَهَذَا عِيدُنَا, that every people, every nation, they have their Eid and we have our Eid. And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَبْدَلَكُمْ بِهِمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمَا, Allah has replaced these 2 days of celebration with other 2 days that are far better than them. And then he said, يوم الأضحى ويوم الفطر, the day of الأضحى and the day of الفطر. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين هاديا ومبشرا ونذيرا بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة فجزاه الله خير ما جزى نبيا من أنبيائه صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى صحابته وآل بيته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, فاتقوا الله عباد الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله إن كنتم مؤمنين. الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, ولله الحمد. My dear brothers and sisters, today is a day of joy. It's not a sad day. It is a joyous day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ, the fasting person has 2 joyous occasions. فَرْحَةٌ حِينَ يُفْطِرُ, the first is when he breaks his fast. And this could refer to every day in Ramadan when he breaks his fast, and it could also refer to the end of Ramadan when he permanently breaks his fast. And the second, وَفَرْحَةٌ حِينَ يَلْقَى رَبَّهِ, and the second joyous occasion is in the Akhirah when he meets his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Allah tells us, say, O Muhammad, that it is out of the bounty of Allah and His mercy, for that be joyous, be happy for the blessing of Allah, for the bounty of Allah upon us and for His mercy upon us. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ, meaning that this deen of Al-Islam, we should be happy with it. It is far better than everything that they accumulate of the dunya. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, true enjoyment is enjoyment in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. True enjoyment is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not in His disobedience. And that's why throughout the Quran, wherever we find Allah mentioning joy, we find that it is dispraised. It is a quality that is dispraised wherever Allah mentions it in the Quran, except rarely, such as in this verse that I just mentioned. What's the reason for that? The reason for that is because most people who are joyous in the dunya, it's because of other than being joyful for the sake of Allah. The people of the dunya, the reason for their joy is their dunya and not for the blessings of Allah upon us. And so this day, my dear brothers and sisters, the day of Eid should be a day of joy because Allah has made it a day of joy and it is one of the blessings of Allah upon us. Which is why we should make sure that we celebrate this day void of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us not earn the anger of Allah by disobeying the commandments of Allah on this day, just like any other day of the year. And remember that the eventual enjoyment is the final enjoyment in the akhirah. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Whatever you put forward of good, you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the eventual happiness and joy is the happiness and the joy of the akhirah when we meet our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He tells us that on this day, He is pleased with us, never to become displeased with us ever again. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. My dear brothers and sisters, now that the month of Ramadan is over, the shayateen are back in action. And so, we need to guard ourselves. And we need to continue the good that we had started in the month of Ramadan. Now is not the time to stop. Now is the time to be more cautious, to be more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like throughout the month of Ramadan, we were cautious and conscious of Allah, not to eat or drink anything. Likewise, we were cautious and conscious of Allah to not fall into haram. Let that to continue after the month of Ramadan. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the day of Eid is not a day to take a break. And so, it is not a time to say, well, we no longer have to pray. We no longer have to obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's a day to take a break from all of that. No. Whatever Allah has made obligatory upon us is obligatory until the day that we breathe our last breath. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Allah commands His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and worship your Lord until you arrive at your death. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahil hamd. My dear brothers and sisters, now that the month of Ramadan has come to an end, let us remain true to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We changed our lives in the month of Ramadan. We changed our habits. But let that not to be something temporary. We entered into a pledge with Allah on the day when we repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our past sins. When we begged Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness and for His mercy. When we constantly were saying, Allahumma innaka afu, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anna. O Allah, You are the one who pardons and You love pardoning. So pardon us, forgive us. When we were begging Allah for that, what it meant is that we want Allah to forgive us. And what Allah wants in return is that we make the commitment and the determination not to go back to those sins once again. We need to continue the good that we had started, the various good deeds that we had started. Even fasting, we should continue it. Reciting the Quran, we should continue it. Praying at night, we should continue it. Our sadaqah, we should continue it. Even if it is something small. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ahabbul a'mali ila Allah adwamuhu wa in qall." The most beloved of deeds to Allah are those that are continuous, even if they may be small. Even if you continue after Ramadan fasting once a month, 3 days in the month, even if you pray at night 2 rak'ahs, 4 rak'ahs, but you make it something continuous that is more beloved to Allah than stopping altogether. And so we have the opportunity, now that we've entered into the month of Shawwal, to fast 6 days of this month, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged us to do so. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahil hamd. My dear brothers and sisters, this year's Ramadan was not like any other. We were prevented from coming together in our masajid, praying together, breaking our fast together, enjoying the worship of Allah together. But we gained many other things as a result. And so we learned how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in seclusion, in the seclusion of our homes, which has a pleasure of its own. And we gained many other benefits. The call to salah, the adhan, was made publicly around the major cities of the world. This is a blessing of Allah that Allah made to happen, that would not have happened unless we were in the situation that we're in. And so just like this month of Ramadan was unique and different, likewise is this year's Eid, where once again, unfortunately, we don't have that blessing to come together and pray together and to make takbir together and to meet and enjoy one another on this day of Eid. But let us not forget that although this might be a very difficult experience for many of us, it's difficult, it's not easy, let us not forget that there have been those who are less fortunate than me and you, who have gone through such Eids over the years. The poor, the needy, the ill, who are stuck to their beds in hospitals, those imprisoned unjustly, those who have been exiled from their lands and their homes in war-torn countries? Have you ever asked them how their Eids over the years have been? And so let us be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many blessings that He has blessed us with, that He has not blessed others with. And let us stop complaining, and let us enjoy this day of Eid in the best way possible. My dear brothers and sisters, enjoy this day of Eid with your family, with your close ones, with your children. Go out wherever you can, wherever it is safe to go, to the parks, wherever it be. Come to the masajid that have opened their parking lots to receive you so that they could give your children gifts. Enjoy this day of Eid. You don't have to spend it at home. Come out, enjoy the day. The weather is beautiful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us our fasting, our qiyam, and all of our good deeds in the month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring this current calamity, this pandemic, to an end, and to open up our masajid once again and allow us to be together once again. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure those who are ill. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy upon those who have passed away and to accept them as shuhada. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibud da'awat. Allahumma irfa 'anna al wabaa والغلاء والزلازل والمحن وسوء الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.